Hello, 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 listeners. You're listening to The Comfort in Being Mad, and right now we're going to play some Talking Heads, so enjoy. Oh, it is also 91.5 WMFO, Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Enjoy.
End up in the hospital, changing my shape. understanding. You just hope in me.
Hello, hello, hello. You're listening to The Comfort in Being Mad, but if you've been listening for a minute, you already know that. Next up, oh, that is my alarm to get my butt out of bed. But I am already out of bed. I got up at 6, so hooray for that. Next up, we have some Cure, or The Cure, as my friend corrected me the other day. Let's Go to Bed, which, fun fact, I've noticed is blowing up on TikTok, which I am so excited about because I love The Cure. But it's blowing up because Rihanna did, in fact, sample it in S&M, which I think is cool. So, yeah, that's up next. And let me know or call in if you have any suggestions or if you just noticed the sample and think it's cool. All right, enjoy.
Turning blue all over the window.
Hello. That was Mildred Pierce by Sonic Youth, which is a favorite of mine. Of course, if you don't know Mildred Pierce, being the character that Joan Crawford played in, you guessed it, the movie Mildred Pierce. I don't know. I just rewatched that movie and it made me think of the song, which, fun fact, absolutely nothing like the movie. But there you go. Next up, we have some Skating Polly, Queen for a Day, one of my favorite songs in the world. So, yeah, enjoy.
On the base of the boardwalk, hair teased up, I'm torn up. I'm gonna think myself silly till I'm not silly anymore. I'm gonna make myself. Tomorrow will be trends. I'm talking trippy on a wavelength. The sun will be bouncy.
Oh, so bouncy.
Today will be past tense. And I can make it to tomorrow if I make this show. Can make it all show, be vulnerable. I'm gonna win a ball, they're sorry. Be the one to get the gold. I'll be queen for a day.
She said, it's supposed to be in bed. Oh no, things don't feel right in my head. Now I finally know, it's supposed to go alone. Oh no, guess it feels right anyway. And it seems like she's just a sequin dream. Gonna wallow in whatever holds.
Yeah.
I'm back. I know you missed me, all 20 of you listening. Yeah, so that would be She Said by the Gins. Next up, I have some Nirvana, because of course I have Nirvana. They are one of my favorite bands, and I don't think I have played a single show this semester or last semester without including one Nirvana song in each set. So that's fun. Next up, we have Very Ape, which I think is one of my favorite lyrically of Nirvana songs. There's a couple. There's a bunch that make that list, obviously. It's all about contradictions, and I think it's really cool. He uses the word contradictionary, which I think is funny because that's not a real word. And then he talks about how he's the king of literature. But I'll just stop talking about it and start letting you guys listen to it. So enjoy.
All I need is a buck or two.
It's time for our hourly PSA. Woo! All right, this one's called Know Your Cell Phone Rights. Whether you're taking your cell phone with you on a walk in your car, or to a civil protest, you should know your legal rights. The U.S. Supreme Court unanimously ruled that police must obtain a warrant to search a person's cell phone. However, a phone without a passcode can be readily searched by anybody holding it. And a Virginia court recently ruled that a defendant can be compelled to unlock a device that's protected only by a fingerprint sensor. So consider using a key code password and setting your phone screen to lock very quickly when no one is using it, particularly if you expect to be in a potentially volatile situation. While the police can't legally force you to unlock your phone, they can ask you to, and if you do that, you forfeited your rights. The correct answer to a cop's request to search you, your vehicle, or your phone is, "No, officer, I do not consent to a search. Thank you." Finally, remember that the police can always ask a judge for a search warrant. So think carefully about what's stored on your phone, including photos, contacts, and app data. You can learn more about your rights from the Electronic Freedom Foundation on the web at EFF.org. A public service message from the EFF and your freedom-loving friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. Awesome. So we're going to listen to some more Skating Polly. Enjoy.
Drink a lot, cry on and on and on and on and on, yeah.
Are you? on the last splash. We'll be right back. bursting. This fucking time bomb keeps ticking. Shit, man. Goddamn, that's just obscene. Living in a death machine.
good enough? I think so.
Hi, this is Sloan about to shift over to